USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators should be on notice that the Senate may stay in session through the weekend in order to finish the bill.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, with a message for Senate Republicans and Democrats as that bipartisan infrastructure bill is continuing to be worked on Capitol Hill. President Biden is participating in a bilateral meeting with the Prime Minister of Iraq, the President saying what the two leaders will be talking about during their discussion.
The U.S.-Iraqi strategic dialogue is about commitments that expand our cooperation on issues like health care, climate, energy.
The president also announcing the end of the U.S. combat mission in Iraq, adding remaining American forces will be acting primarily in an advisory role, and they'll be also involved in counterterrorism efforts. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6. And it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hundreds of Cuban Americans and pro-democracy protesters are gathering in Lafayette Square near the White House. The demonstrators are chanting in Spanish and English in support of the Cubans rallying against the government.
Libertad! Libertad! Freedom for Cuba! Freedom for Cuba! Freedom for Cuba! Freedom for Cuba!
After new laws were passed in France, millions of people protested over the weekend.
France's parliament has approved a measure that will mandate COVID vaccinations for all healthcare workers and require a special virus pass to enter restaurants and travel domestically on trains and planes. The bill prompted thousands to protest across the country over the weekend, with the largest demonstrations in Paris. French President Emmanuel Macron called the measure a necessity amid rising cases to protect the country's vulnerable populations and to avoid more lockdowns. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
During her daily press briefing on Monday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is continuing to look at coronavirus case rates before making any decision on recommending face masks again.
The CDC looks at data. They look at data across the country, in a range of regions across the country. And if they make an assessment, we will, of course, be here to follow their guidance.
CDC guidance says those who are not vaccinated do not have to wear masks. Washington, D.C. Metro Chief Robert Conte is sounding off on a recent string of shootings in the nation's capital.
As Washington lawmakers play the blame game on why violent crime is spiking in major cities throughout America, Washington, D.C. Police Chief Robert Conte has his theory from what he's seeing on the streets.
We have taken on the mindset that marijuana is not really a big issue in our city. I can tell you that marijuana undoubtedly is connected to violent crimes that we're seeing in our community. When you have something where people get high reward, they can make a lot of money by selling illegal marijuana, and the risk is low, risk for accountability is very low, that creates a very, 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 very bad situation, because those individuals get robbed, those individuals get shot at, those individuals get involved in disputes all across our city. I'm seeing it happen more and more.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.